Locker room chats continue to roll here in 2026 as we are off and running in week number 4 here on 92.1 KMZA. We're with boys coach right now, John Thomas of Nemaha Central. This locker room chat is brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, a couple of games since we last time we've spoke. Jefferson West, Auburn Johnson Brock being a couple of Nebraskan schools, and then of course also a familiar foe in the Big East against Sabetha. All those games resulting in losses. But coach, again, tell me about these last couple of games for you and your team.
It's been kind of rough. We've really struggled all of a sudden to score. Defense has been pretty good, but scoring has been hard to come by, and thus we've lost 4 in a row. So it's been a kind of a disappointing little stretch.
Yeah, and again, trying to break that stretch here, you got a couple of Big East teams on the horizon with upcoming on Friday, Perry LeCompte and Roy Valley next Tuesday. I mean, how are you going to get yourself kind of out of this a spell of this scoring drought and get your offense back and being productive?
It's a great question. I wish I had the answer. We just told the guys after the game, just keep on track and keep working at it. We go to Perry on Friday, who's only lost 2 ball games. That's going to be a very difficult situation for us. We go to Roll Valley on Tuesday. Yes, we beat them the first time, but we were shooting the ball pretty well the first time, so it'll be a totally different ball game.
Yeah, I mentioned working. Of course, you know, most teams, they take the entirety of the winter break. Of course, you played a couple of games in that winter break with Auburn on the 30th, and then on New Year's Eve day, you took on Johnson Brock. I mean, kind of how was that, you know, winter break for you and your team? How did you access it? How did you use it to kind of bounce yourself maybe forward here in the second part of the season, and then also those couple of games that were added to that, small little break you had?
Well, you know, going into those 2 ball games, we knew we were taking on 2 of the best teams in small classes in Nebraska. Both of them have won multiple state titles in the last 5 years. So we knew it was going to be a great challenge. Even if we'd been shooting well, it would have been a great challenge. And, again, defensively, I thought we stepped up our effort until maybe the second half of the Johnson Brock game. And I think, you know, our legs, we just lost our legs by the second half. But, they were teams that definitely we go into the ball game thinking these are teams that are going to make us better. These are teams we're going to have to be very disciplined if we're going to hang with them. And I thought we did a pretty good job offensively of being disciplined and taking quality shots. Forced a few, maybe not as many as we were before Christmas, but in the end, if shots aren't falling, it's tough to score.
Again, how do you kind of get your team back on track at this point? I know I mentioned more of that offensive question there against these upcoming teams. But what are going to be some keys here to get yourself back in the win column here this Friday against Perry LeCompte?
Well, we have to continue to play disciplined defense. And, we've been disappointed in our ability to be a little more patient on offense, I guess. An offensive flow is part of our issue as far as scoring is concerned. I don't think we're allowing ourselves to get to a point where there's some chemistry amongst all 5 guys on the floor at the same time. Last night in the first quarter against Sabetha, we really did probably one of the best jobs we've done all year of playing as a unit, get the ball going through 5 guys' hands before we tried to be putting up a shot, got the ball inside and kicked it out. In that respect, that was a positive force against Sabetha, but I think that's probably the biggest thing, just getting everybody on the same page and developing some offensive flow.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for here joining us in our first Coach's Show here of 2026, week number 4 of our locker room chat. So again, Coach, thank you for your time as always.
You betcha. Thank you.
That was head coach John Thomas of the Nemaha Central boys. Again, upcoming here for Nemaha Central, the Thunder. It's Perry LeCompte here on Friday. Next Tuesday, it's Royal Valley.